All right. Okay, here we go. I think I'll just start some funny business here.
Not necessary.
Pick up a stranger.
Not just required, but
you
totally
could put your show
not necessary.
Hi, honey.
Oh, no.
I'm home.
I dropped my show.
Hi, honey, I'm home.
High in the upper altitude.
Hey, look, it's a radio show.
He comes home to his homely home.
Hi.
Yes.
He's high on honey and he's home.
Home, I'm high.
Home is where the high is. With honey in the tummy and...
Humana, 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 humana.
And home.
Humana.
Yes, home.
Say something now.
Here's your booklet back.
Thank you.
But I now can't find the discs. I know I must have them somewhere.
Well,
anyway, I did
make
the copy of the
thing. Still have
and here is the donation... From Sven
we'll slip it under the dough.
And all will be as it should be.
So get ready for a pretty tough future.
Get ready for the world
caller,
is
that's
coming
you.
To an end.
That's for the next 10 minutes of the future.
Yes, the next
when
minutes
does the
will
future
be
begin?
And
the
what's
all the future
be
began
covered?
Like 20
yeah.
years
two,
ago.
2, 3, 4.
So, hey,
it's
whoa.
The future.
Yeah.
I ride up higher. Here come the Indies Rocks.
Yeah, down in the
this
future.
This is the crew of extruded
volcanoes. The future's cleaner. Would you like some of this?
They've got their float in great shape this year. They're
Which
being
one is
followed
the oboe?
By the Roto Chrysolites, high stepping, high kicking calcareous minerals.
The marching oboe.
Yes, that oboe is has a vicious left hook. And you can see the mounted patrol
you know,
doing
the
it right there
bomb,
in front
right?
of everyone as the parade continues.
Is that
down
the Bizarro
the
World Bob?
That's the inverse Bizarro World Bob.
Those
Oboe.
Are the inverse squares on their yellow palanquin waving to the crowd. And they're throwing, it looks like candy. Yes, I think candy
you
is what it is.
Can send us $5 to help support truth, justice, and the subgenius way.
That's right. I think troop adjustment is something that every American can get behind. That's what these brave
And your precious bodily fluids. We can help you save those as well.
I think the
bodily
communist
fluid dollars. Investment causes flexible liquidation in the financial market.
It's important to remember that no one has the answers to your question.
Dr. Halbert.
But that's what you realized all along.
Like being hit in the face with a codfish. You know, Turk Murphy and his band, what a fun bunch of guys.
Oh, yeah, look at them cutting up out there.
That's around when Al Hurt got hit in the lip with a brick.
Yeah, and old Al Hurt, yeah, he hurt his...
Check this out.
Busted lip.
They
busted
saved
lip,
Hitler's brain, especially...
You yes. Kelsey Grammer, and they saved Hitler's brain.
Oh, they saved his brain, too, huh?
Are you bored, suicidal, and depressed? Please don't kill yourself.
They sawed off Hitler's head and put it
Let
on the
Bob
plane.
Do it for you.
They saved Hitler's brain.
What about
they,
his mustache?
It's always about they. It's always
they.
About
they. Yeah, they're out to get you, so don't forget it.
Well, the other side of that coin would be I saved Hitler's brain. I sawed off Hitler's head and put it on a plane.
What about
I was
we,
a teenager.
And I do it again.
What about we saved Hitler's brain?
I take the third position.
We saved Hitler's brain.
Yeah, we saved Hitler's brain. Get all the credit. Can't we all share in the saving of Hitler's brain?
It's running a show.
And there are savings that anyone can
appreciate. These price breaks.
Investment portfolio of this magnitude.
We're going to be offering incentives to
pieces
the,
of the skull found in the Soviet Union, though genuine, were not the brain.
But can't we still use the DNA to re-erect Hitler? Just because
we could,
it's not brain
everyone's
matter,
got the
that
disco.
Re-erect Hitler.
Right.
The question is, who saved Hitler's brain?
There's a T-shirt for you. Come on,
re-erect
Hitler. Behind it.
Yeah. That's a good T-shirt. Resurrect Hitler.
Oh, re-erect.
Re-erect Hitler. It sounds like the way I've heard some people say.
Well, you know, they saved Hitler's brain, won the coveted category of being the most brainless brain movie in the asinine Michael Redford.
Yep, that's the one.
Roundup,
okay, great. I'll ask my question off the air.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Just make sure it's not off color.
As the world,
and,
okay, we're waiting.
Offsides, unnecessary roughness.
And the question is.
This is a...
Who saved Hitler's brain?
Talker-sponsored...
Go ahead, my fellow follow. Goose Egg Zero need not be it at all.
I've got a question for Philo Drummond.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Philo, did you ever find out the name... You remember the comic book you were talking about weeks ago? The goofy, satirical, inept superhero group?
Yes.
Fill in the blank five?
Yeah.
Is it... The Inferior Five?
The Inferior Five. That's it.
I loved that comic as a kid.
There you go. Yeah, I loved Inferior Five. It was like one of the first parody comic book superhero groups.
I think that and Herbie were being published at about the same time, were they
not?
Yeah,
they were, but The Inferior Five, I believe, was Marvel.
No, not Marvel.
Or DC. It was one of the two main, but I believe it was Marvel.
DC. I'll bet it was DC. Look it up on the internet. I say it's DC.
I will. I'm going to pick it, pop it, prove it.
Yeehaw. You know, this must be the only radio station on Earth where people will talk about the Inferior Five.
That's the important thing.
And Hitler brain movies.
Welcome to the Bishop Joey Hour. Yes, Bishop Joey.
Yay,
in the First
Bishop
Church
Joey.
And Last Laugh.
Less than
have
an hour, more than
portions
a bishop.
Of the
All the
sub-genie
kids
show.
Is he Australian?
Due to this... troubled economy, the churches have to share their spaces a little bit more. So within the Sub-Genie Show is the Bishop Joey Show. And Bishop Joey is here to answer any and all of your questions. So call in 848-442.
Except those questions that would be normally directed at the
Buzz McGavin
Show.
But you show a cartoon?
We'll answer that portion. But if you have
we are a cartoon.
For the inside, an envelope
are you a
wrapped up like
cartoon?
A like
we're
a
better drawn than
Uncle
that.
Joey Show.
We always begin with a cartoon.
Uncle Joey Bishop Show.
What's this week's
then,
cartoon?
If
and
you're
first
in that
up,
group,
it will be Stupider Than Thou, our Stupider Than Thou segment. And we want to have...
Impossible.
Yes,
it
we want to have you.
No way
you
I could be stupider than
call
you.
Call in. And be stupider
that's
than
just
thou.
Impossible.
84844.
Impossible?
Whatever.
Nothing's impossible.
It is impossible, I said. It's impossible, not impossible.
Oh, you can't put bosses on it.
Look at that design work.
That's it, man. Rise up and crush the bosses.
Here it is.
They are few and
the
we, the heroic workers, are many.
Now, would you say that the bosses and the man are in the same category?
The gears into our own hands.
We could actually just call them boss man.
By the sweat of our overalls.
Well, actually, technically, the bosses work for the man.
Okay, so you would say that the bosses are a subset of the man.
That's correct.
So should we just call it the man and just be more, if we encompass more into our
nomenclature? Yeah, it saves time. It'll save
time.
Nomenclature. Sociologically relevant nomenclature class.
Excellent. That will definitely decrease the dullness in our humdrum life.
Your ignorance could be useful.
Please, call now and heal a ruined member of a crumbling society. Your call can do this now. At 848-4425.
Or
one
if you want to just drive
sick,
by with your money,
instantaneous healing.
That's in the 510 area code, isn't it, Dr. Drummond?
That's in the 510 area code, and one of us is mighty sick, and it's not me.
Oh, that's me. I have the terrible carnelian epizootis.
Oh, I was wondering what that was. That appendage hanging off your neck.
But
oh,
you
that's
wear it
only
well.
The outward visible symptom.
A little old-fashioned, but that's all right.
Pestilence that made me throughout my body. Just listen to it.
This is the tiny germ working its way out the esophagus.
He hollers like a... I don't know what. And then they
Screamo.
Play that music. You call it music, I have to say. Why do you just play Stardust?
Yes, what? Now say it again,
Colin. It has been 3 weeks since I last listened.
Yes. Call our Claw your way up from the collar well car. Go.
Let the spinner stick to his loom and the cobbler stick to his lash.
It's difficult, a difficult task, but we know you're up for it. Claw your way to the top.
A difficult task and a hideous mask.
Make strangeness work for you, caller. Go.
Yeah, this is the president. We're taking samples for drug testing. We need your blood, your urine, your stool, your sperm. So please, leave
nobody
your underwear in a bag
and stool pigeon.
The front desk.
You're drug testing, you say?
Okay,
all
right.
Okay.
Capitalist doom and gloom boys getting you down, I can tell.
I've heard you before like this. But then you got to.
Are you speaking on behalf of our four-legged friends?
I'm not a girl anymore.
All right, yeah.
Not that I'm a boy now.
Right.
Who's not a girl?
I'm not a girl anymore.
One of the eight sexes.
My God.
I'm a woman.
You should call your boss and tell him I quit.
Why don't you call the man and tell him you quit?
Or you can be
call
your
the man
boss
and he'll cover your boss. You're right. If you call the man, then it covers your boss.
Ooh, better yet, call the man's boss.
Yeah, call Darth Vader.
You mean the man has a boss, too?
Everyone.
And that boss has a man, and that man has a boss. An odd infinite.
Really? But
that's kind of like a famous song I once heard.
You heard a famous song? Gosh.
The gods.
Gotta serve somebody. May as well be me.
It was a song about famous Amos and the incredible chocolate variety of his special hot baked cookies.
Famous Amos?
Yak.
Boy, the show started out so festive and now it's all
famous
scary.
Amos. Okay, everybody just calm down. You get all soft and gooey like a nice cookie.
Hey, Uncle Puzzling, Uncle Puzzling, I got the blues.
Kendrick on the show, another cartoon. If you just calm down, simmer down.
What is all this smoke? All the while we're sitting in here and Bob's up there just frapping away.
Are these kids smoking cigars?
And I turn that this way.
Make me feel better. You know what it is.
Is that what we're listening
to? It's the same for me. It's always
whiskey.
So predictable.
Always some little, it's like Japanese anime. These
they've
little
got such
perfect, perfect so Japanese time. Anime women. Just remember, Jehovah is still an alien.
And threatens this planet.
Okay, see ya, thanks.
Yes, the world will end tomorrow, and you may die.
That's what I want for a robot, but most people do not want it. They want a Roomba. They want a little file-based thing.
But they love their Roombas. They put,
put
images
their keys
in
on
their wallet
yeah.
of their Roombas.
And they put their cats and dogs and hamsters and ferrets on there.
Wow.
It seems and we get this
unfair.
Guy.
Are you a conspiracy of one?
Yeah. Yeah, conspiracy.
Let's all unite in a conspiracy of one. Each one of us, as you know. As Bob said, it's your conspiracy. You can make it as big as you want to.
And as St. Stupid said, wherever one or more are gathered,
there are at least one.
At least one or more.
Or gathered.
At least one.
Now you can puff that religious
bend over.
Parable up and there it goes.
Grab him.
It's like a balloon.
See, it doesn't hurt as bad if you grab the ankles first.
Well, let's try it again. Here's
the lubricant
ankle.
Helps a little bit.
Oh, wait a minute.
And the electric shock rod is not quite as
that's a
as
shock
abrasive.
Rod? Well, I
Howard Stern was
electric
the first
shock rod the movie.
Rod.
I guess somebody's Stern about it.
Look, she's just laughing and laughing over there.
Howard Stern makes $150 million doing his radio show. How much do you make, Puzzling?
That's an interesting question.
Don't worry, it won't fall off.
I might
great
contribute to this station if I knew how much they paid Puzzling Evans.
I thought we were doing this for
show,
and you've been making money all these years?
No, I like watching this unfold.
I thought we were doing it because of the Slack amplification units that were drilled in our skulls earlier.
It's more fun watching people believe what they want to believe than ever trying to explain it.
I like to think people will just smell what they want to smell, eat what they want to eat. But when it comes to believing, just believe me out of it.
They can believe what they want to hear. They can feel what they want to feel. They can hear what they want to hear.
Rob's bus trip. No, I know. K Rob certainly made it.
Oh, it didn't used to be this one.
Now,
that's what I
just there you go.
Don't be distracted by
everybody's a pinball machine.
Harsh images on the monitor.
Bend over.
Oh!
It's the Argentinian convincer.
Might I have another one, sir?
No.
Oh. Gotta wait till the capacitor recharges.
And so, Vice President Cheney worked in the S&M Club in San Francisco for another 11 years.
In the YMCA.
There you go, Joey.
The Cheney Chronicles. Okay, because this is the new Cheney thing. Okay, you know how they just found out that Cheney and Obama are related? Do you see that?
Right.
Okay,
right.
It's actually true. They're related.
We're
like
all
eight,
related to each other.
Eight generations
seven.
Going back to the French Hottentots. I mean, Huguenots.
In hot
same
tubs.
Thing. Can't tell a hot tub from a Huguenot. So, eight generations are actually related. So, Cheney's out of power. He goes trying to go back to his place in Wyoming. But
back
since
in
he's
time.
An international war criminal, every cheeseball country in the world that has a special ops forces is sending little hit teams to try to catch him and sneak him out of the country. And there's a bounty on his head in Europe, in Asia, everywhere, Antarctica, everywhere's got a bounty. So Cheney's on the run. And so what does he do? He turns to Obama, because what is Obama about? Obama is about family and forgiveness.
But I heard that Obama has his brother George living in a hut in Africa. What's the deal on that?
Same thing. So,
So this is happening right now?
His brother George
Cheney
makes
turns
$9
to Obama, and Obama forgives him and lets him move into the White House. So Cheney and Lynn are living in one of the 16 bedrooms of the White House.
So cool.
That's good for you. That means you can work that gig for a while.
He can't leave the White House. So he shuffles around the White House in an old bathrobe and Darth Vader slippers and a five-day growth.
Set up
but his
a
hand
where
can still get him into the Situation Room and all the secret places. So he sits in the corner and Obama says, just let him be. You know, he's family. He's family.
Don't you have a successful...
So that's it. So it's like all in the family meet West Wing. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
It's already in practice.
And Lynn falls in love with another woman and moves out. She turns lesbo. And Michelle's mother, Marion, is the real power. And she's got Cheney by the nipples. And she's squeezing him for all the information. Because Cheney, you know, he knows where the bodies are buried. So Marion could squeeze the information and feed it to Obama.
It'd be a good YouTube series.
What do you think, huh? And I think I know. I think I know who can play Cheney.
Okay, how about that gig, though,
Jackie
where you're in the
Charles
club
Gray.
In San Francisco, and they come in and they beat Cheney every night?
That was the San Francisco. That's the Lost Weekend. Okay, there was a weekend that
Cheney's
went on.
Lost Weekend.
Yeah,
part
you could
12,
do that every night
went on for 3 years. One
the
weekend
key is
in
just
San Francisco.
Being able to take that
under some industrial strength drugs and Alec Baldwin sodomizing.
Yeah, well, Alec Baldwin will have to be on it because he's required in all Hulu series. Anything he shows on Hulu.
Just remember these wise words.
He's been dropped.
You've got to meet your mate, not mate your meat.
So
you don't mate your meat.
That's what's going to have to happen. And then we'll sign up for
Cheney's White House.
Cheney's not going anywhere, folks. Cheney is in the wings pulling the strings. He's the man in the shadows.
We need to do the video of Cheney coming out of the earth now.
Yeah. Can't kill me. We got to get a Cheney tombstone.
Yeah.
And then the comes out, brushes off. So,
I'm not going anywhere.
Night of the Cheney zombies.
And then build a big Washington, D.C. Cheney. That he can stomp.
Okay, let's get to work on that.
Okay, well, I'll see you guys later.
Okay, I got the blues again.
So do you have a Biden character waiting in the wings?
No, we'll have to.
With hair plugs?
We have to have a special Biden with hair plugs and
talking. He's the new kind of like...
The new Dan Quayle.
Yeah, he's definitely the comic foil of the group, you know?
You gotta have him.
He's the one that's like the...
Yeah, you gotta have
he's the Costello of the group, you know?
Gotta have the Costello of the administration.
He's Curly.
He's not Frank Shue.
He's Shemp.
Poor Shemp.
I think he's not very Shemp-like.
No, not Shemp.
He's the Joe Besser.
He's more like Costello, you know? Well, maybe. He says some
Elvis
things.
Elvis Costello.
Maybe he's more like Elvis Costello.
Sure.
Elvis Costello.
Skinny Costello, his brother?
That's the name of the band. That's the $10,000
band name.
Skinny Costello.
Skinny Costello.
Costello.
No, it's only $5.
So what are the top 10 reasons to hate?
Well, you mean St. Stupid's Day is only $5?
Yeah, have you ever thought about what you would tell people were the top 10 reasons to hate you?
Top 10 I usually hope they won't find them out. If I ever saw one.
Yeah, I did that, actually.
Did you?
Top 10. I got the top 10 reasons to hate me.
What are they?
Well, compare it to my
list. Because I make you feel inferior and bad about yourself.
Yeah.
Plus, I make you feel jealous and envious.
Well, yeah.
But how do you feel about the comments?
Plus, I'm different than you.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a goat while you're a sheep.
There you are.
You think people are good and I think they're bad.
Yeah.
So those are just a few of the top 10. Those are five of the top 10
reasons
to hate
me. Thanks for sharing that,
me.
Philo. Now turn around, bend over.
Whoa!
Boy, ouch.
What a good sport.
I did that at your request, and I got the special prize.
It's tradition here at KPFA. 848-442.
Incredible what they can do with special effects.
848-442.
You mean that wasn't real?
That is.
Oh, speaking of that, Hal, have you discovered the dinosaur shows on the Animal Planet?
Dinosaur show?
What was it called? I was watching one today, and it was
Walking
so freaky. It was
dinosaurs.
Like, no. This is like
Manimal
it's
Planet.
Oh, I want to talk.
Land of the Lost.
No. Well, there's a movie version of that coming out with Will Ferrell.
Who would win between Frank Chu and Emperor at our show the other night?
What kind of answers did you get to that?
Paul Pot stole it.
Good answer.
The show, and it became huge worldwide.
You're talking
someday
about
there's going to be a thing on YouTube of just Paul Pot drinking Fernet over and over again. All of the Fernet
shots.
You mean
he went to see the show?
He is part of the show now, like it or not.
Paul Pot is.
Yeah. Huh. Well, and there we fired him out of a cannon.
At the 21st gun salute.
Ow.
And the bicycle.
With a gun like that, you only need one.
Marshall Falk and the
guy. My, that's big.
Well, put a zipper on it. Put it under.
Stick a fork in it.
There you go.
Throw a towel over it.
Fool me once, then fool me. Shame on.
Fool. Wait, fool who? Fool you?
What's going on?
Burn me once, then fool me twice.
Yeah, and then you become president.
Not anymore. No, it takes a lot more to become president now.
Sheesh.
Oh, hey, slap Hal on the back there.
Only one man. Worthy.
Slap, stick, flap, jack.
And it's not the sixth finger of Odin's fist.
You don't have six of those.
Six finger, man alive.
How did I ever get along with five?
That's not my finger, dear.
Have you ever felt like saying goodbye forever to the planet of Earth?
Goodbye.
To the planet of Earth.
Planet of the Earth.
To the planet of the Earth, where the world is, and
planet
people are.
Planet of the Earth.
And it's the end of itself.
Huh?
Don't believe what happens when you say that on the radio.
I'm ashamed.
I'm ashamed of revealing that by saying that on the show.
If I say $10,000 has just been deposited into my checking account, will it be there when I go to the ATM?
Earth will ultimately prove to be the winner.
That's a good question.
Will your checking account be there?
Let's take a caller on that.
Take a caller where?
Just take a call. Caller.
Take a caller, any caller.
Call now at 848-4425.
Here goes the caller.
Do not wear
your little lonely
planet. And you can exchange a few words with Saint
caller.
Jim
bend over.
Kennedy. Oh, there he went. Anyway, he's
my very name.
You know, it's easy to abuse a saint. That's why they're so saintly. But so, call up, and you can speak to Saint Jim Kennedy. Just give us that special call. I hear him coming in now. Area code 51084844425.
Remember, I'm not only a saint, I'm the Pope of all Moldova.
And he'll teach you how to hurt your dog's head.
I will do no such thing.
And other monstrous perversions.
But understand that the dog's head is in the sex herd. It wants to be hurt. You can drown your dog's head, you can launch your dog's head, you can quack your dog's head. There's lots of things you can do. You can cut your dog's head. But just remember, the dog's head won't feel any pain, but just make sure you wear goggles because you could hurt yourself otherwise.
Those little sharp shards that can give you
a dog's head throws off sparks.
and cut the...
If you squeeze your Dobbs head... If you squeeze your Dobbs head, you can squeeze the effing out of it.
Ow!
How does it work?
Keep your hands to yourself.
Looks like the Dobbs head smashed into an old, out-of-service Russian satellite.
Yeah,
you know, next week,
like
I think
that,
we should all leave the shock prods at home. This is getting kind of... This is
sore.
I think I like being on the show better before I got shot.
I've never had a show that made me this sore before.
Yeah.
I'm just getting real sore.
What is it about?
It's the electrical
tickle. I think it's funny.
I think it's almost 420 again.
Does that mean I can hear the 420 guy?
There was the 420 guy right then.
He's already gone?
Yeah, he's already gone.
He's real gone, man. He's fine.
Because he goes by Guam time, where it's yesterday already.
Not
Guam. Take your pick. Are you going to let God or the conspiracy walk over you? Or both?
One of these days, this God
and
is
no,
going to
And no, I'm not talking about
Hitler's
birthday. My favorite is,
they
I use 720 in reference to
720
Hitler's
guy?
Birthday.
720 guy.
Yeah.
Re-erect Hitler now!
I remember that was an
here?
Earlier in-joke.
Not more Hitler skits.
Nope, we're getting country western now.
Hitler Skitler. As the Manson family knew it to be.
Now, was that a Beatles song or a candy?
I believe it was part of a top.
Yeah, we're using the subsonic worldwide probe.
Ah, subsonic.
And don't forget, we put the mental in fundamentalism.
I told you there's a submarine in every show.
We put the fundament in fundamentalism.
We put the glam in the rap.
I put the ism in fundamentalism.
We put the fun in it.
Yeah, here's some fun now.
Hey,
fun, dude.
No, get with it. Yeah, man. Woo. Shake
so are you looking for uncopyrighted music you were saying or something like that?
Well, I always am.
If memory to the
whole channel.
I read about this interesting software you can buy for your Macintosh where you sing into it. And you sing your little melody, and it automatically wraps a song around it for you. It finds the accompaniment, and it'll even print out the music later. You know, so you can go like,
right, nice.
You've got the little melody in your head as you've been out on your little camping trip in the middle of nowhere, and you
come
back.
And it writes the song around.
It writes the song, and then it writes the accompaniment to go with the song it wrote.
Oh, I gotta see this app.
And you can tweak it once it does it. I can't remember the name of it. If anyone can remember the name of that song, I think it's called Songsmith or something like
call
that.
Call us at 800.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Call
I saw that because there's a YouTube channel where somebody says, this each song, like Sgt. Pepper's, if the Beatles had Songsmith.
Yeah.
And they're really awful.
They're really awful because the fun thing to do is to take a regular song, one you already know and everybody knows, and hum the melody of it into it, and then let it pick a new accompaniment and wrap all the new pieces around it. Sgt. Pepper doesn't sound quite the same. Yeah, that's what I heard.
Oh, great.
When you whistle Sgt. Pepper's
finally, the computer can do something.
It comes back with like a country and western swing song or something.
And what if you fed that through again?
I don't know. I really would like to play with the software. It sounds... I like the random-esque aspect of it.
You could do the whole show on that. You could do 15 minutes of show and then run it through. It'd be a little different.
A body,
run that
a human That's can't take that much show at one time. You can't snort that much show at once. It'll,
nobody
it'll,
can.
Wait,
it'll
wait,
rip
wait.
Your nostrils out.
No, don't do it, man. Don't do it. Nobody could do that.
Whoa,
no.
I'm doing it.
You can't do it.
You're going to have to go to rehab.
His brain blew
up. They got another thing coming.
Can you stuff that gray matter back in that little hole in his ear?
You're going to have to go to rehab, man.
He did a whole guy duel there. He extruded
hey, there you go. We don't need Hitler's brain now.
We don't?
No, we got this other brain matter all over
here. Darn.
Oh, it says Dobbs on it.
No.
Dobbs equals criminal brain.
They squashed Hitler's midbrain.
So, Doug,
but
did you...
left what? Hitler's forebrain.
What?
Oh, no, I think it's inappropriate for the man who killed Bob Dobbs to joke about his brain.
Bob's dead? What?
Well, you shot. You said that since right across
from you.
It's one of those secrets you learn on the show.
So what's your point?
Well,
Bob's been dead.
I just don't think it's appropriate for an assassin.
All professional wrestlers quit forever.
Increase sales.
You know, they have the end of their career match every 2 years.
Run.
You got to go to rehab, man.
Oh, Mr. Drummond's bags and give him a hospitality suite. Nothing's too good for this guest.
Yes, sir!
And so Philo was shown the bridal suite and handed a bridal.
It was sweet. I've already been. I'm back already.
Okay, now I'm going to have to fill out this equipment discrepancy report, aren't I?
Oh, just save that stuff. You're on vacation here. Aloha. Welcome to paradise.
Yeah, but this isn't what they promised. I'm going to have to, this microphone here.
You've got
to
go to rehab, man, if you're going to snort out that much salt.
You're developing some microphone.
Soft and mushy.
You have to be in rehab now?
Yeah, because you did all that
show. I can feel, is that me or show?
I'm sorry. No clown.
I think it's the show talking.
Oh, that reminds me of my question. Listen, you smart guys. I wanted to, there's a famous montage.
Famous
montage of a drunk guy. It's like montage of
Monte.
Okay, now listen. I used to think it was anyway, what's the movie I'm talking about?
Fahrenheit 451.
Think.
No, it's the one where the guy gets drunk and has a whole montage.
Yeah, Fahrenheit 451.
No, the other one.
Yeah, the other one, Lost in Space.
Well, see, I thought it should have been... Oh, we're Lost in Space again.
Dr. Smith got drunk and he ran the robot dragon all around Saturn's
ring. He's having sex with the robot.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Or they call it transfers of files.
Yeah, that reminds me of the time I was working for the state highway department, and we were painting lines on the road, and we all got drunk that night.
You mean
remember
those
that?
Lines are really
They fired bad. Us. Yeah, they fired us after that.
But then we got to keep the truck, and we decided to go to L.A. to make our fortune, and we did the funny lines all the way to L.A.
Yeah, that was hilarious, man. That was so funny.
Doing
remember
lines.
That,
remember
that time we stole the truck?
Good time, man.
Those were the good old days. No kidding.
Now it's
on
sucks.
TV.
Now it sucks, but we...
Special guest star.
Sure, it sucks because we don't have that truck anymore.
Hey, I'm starring specially.
But if we still had that truck, we'd be out there painting lines right now. It's just like an enema for a constipated society.
Anti-enema.
Whoa, who slew Auntie Rue?
We can just blow it out. Blow it out like a butt glow out. I mean a gut blowout.
Grab your ankle.
Yes. Whoa!
Philo, couldn't you? All right.
Who's doing all this anal probing tonight anyway?
Oh, it's just a cool show.
That's,
just a cool show. This show's always
Reverend
so cool.
Anal Probe.
Bag Boy.
Oh, no,
Reverend
I'm sorry.
Anal Probe to our
That's
best
the original bell from
and
the Who album,
Dr.
right?
Drunk.
I'm the one.
And Reverend Funny, some genius name here.
You know what? It's almost St. Stupid's Day, right?
It's coming up. Reverend Made Up Church
St. Stupid's Day Parade, number 31.
Yes, here it's Reverend
April
Made
1st,
Up Funny
noon in Embarcadero
Church
Plaza. Put on a stupid costume. And come on down. Bring your pennies. Bring your socks. Bring
your
old
headlight. Come on down.
For the 31st annual Rain or Shine St. Stupid's Day. What is it again?
Rave?
No. Rave. No, yeah. That's not it.
No.
What?
St. Stupid's Day. Hey. I had the rhythm going.
Are we ever going to jam again, man? What's the deal with that? You got this big space and no place to
show
jam.
Up and
cancel the subject.
Show up and be there.
Meeting.
Why don't you just have like a regular weekly jam where we just show up to?
And be there.
We
on
will.
The radio.
Well, okay then. Well, let's.
In the middle of the night.
We'll just show up there and we'll just pull our instruments out.
Who are you going to show up?
You're going to ask it a few times.
Whoever we need to prove.
There's that rival church again.
Didn't he already have a whole hour?
Hey, man. Join the Church of the Seventh.
No, you said what's happening, like he said, because
it's a no-brainer.
The economy is so bad that all these religions have to join together now. We all have to be friends or something.
Yeah, we can't get economies of scale if we all join together.
We got to share the same line.
Underonomy.
You know, when we're drinking
our sacrament,
we're
down to our underwear in the economy. The underonomy.
Why have two cups? We can drink the blood.
No, Deuteronomy was back when we had money.
Drink the holy blood of Jesus out of one cup.
Run to me. Deuteronomy.
When we're eating the body of Christ, we don't need a whole lot of matzo crackers. We just need one giant matzo cracker that we can
chew. When things get bad, I just go dancing.
Whoa.
And that night at the Elbow Room, Bob Madigan's putting on a St. Stupid's.
Oh, great. Another,
another bash.
At the Elbow Room.
Yeah. It'll be 24 hours of Michael Pepe crammed into 30 minutes.
He starts at noon and ends at midnight.
Yeah. Then it's all condensed down into one 30-minute block on the stage.
Ah.
I've said it before.
Sounds like a good place
Michael
for
Pepe is a national treasure.
For a reading.
I think so.
And how come he's not here now?
He's a great glowing boy. He needs his beauty sleep.
And he's listening right now, but he refuses to call because he's just too cool.
Gremlins will get him through the wall.
Too cool.
So, what day is that on this year?
A Wednesday, I think.
A Wednesday?
Oh, no.
And then which,
why do you have to have April 1st on a Wednesday? Can't you do it on the weekend, man?
Or Uncle Hal show.
What?
So it's more convenient for me?
Oh, yeah. Well, we
can you do it on the weekend?
When I said suck, all the guys in the audience went, huh, what?
What? You mean me?
It's all about me. And you. And us. But not them. Not them. No way. It's not about them. It's about us.
We are me, and we are all together.
Because we're here, and they're there, and so
get used to it.
They may as well not even exist.
See how they run?
I don't think they
from a gun.
Which ones?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure either.
I'm crying.
It's just us now. There's no
almost
410. So are you planning some destination, some rendezvous in the future?
I think,
special.
Philo Blaze in the future. Philo Blaze in the future.
I thought the future started 20 years ago.
No, the future did start 20 years ago.
I heard.
The future's almost over already.
Someone said, and what comes after the future?
Just because I live in it doesn't mean I believe
it. Just thinking how cool my life was.
No, and the future's when you have rockets.
I could just go back.
Sure. It's easy for you to say.
No, that's what they always told me.
Things were great.
Just because you say it, just because you believe it, doesn't mean it's true.
No, you're wrong. If I say it on the radio, it's true. Hal, back me up.
That's right. Oh, it's true, right.
This is whatever you say on the radio.
But, you know, we're arguing over nothing. Don't you understand? The world ended back when Philo said it about 20
minutes
ago.
Back in the future?
So everything we're saying is just this little pile of rubble going through space at the speed of rock.
Redo.
So it is all over, right? Whoa. And yet there's still a bicycle.
The bicycles represent progress.
When bicycles
really?
Hang
yeah,
by the
and
wall,
the whole point is, in the last one, you remember, he actually gets home. He gets out of the village. He goes home, and he walks up to his apartment. The door opens on its own. Get it? He's back in the game. It's you can't ever escape. The prisoner is about the prison, the village in your mind, not the thing he's in. And the balloons, well, that's an unfortunate circumstance. Okay, we're just laying down some new show foundation here.
Well, now, you know, there was a place where, during the Second World War, spy trainees were not allowed to leave because they were compromised with information that they were obviously not going to turn out to be good spies. So they were fired as spies, and then they couldn't leave this place, which was an estate in Scotland.
Did they fix their four sliders?
Oh, after the war, they were allowed to go home.
Even though they were compromised.
And they had, what about over in their grandma in the next county?
Would she be compromised?
Yeah.
They were not accused of disloyalty. It was just they were doofuses, and it was obvious. And the government wasn't going to spend any more time training them to be spies. Also, a couple of them were grotesquely ugly.
Ew.
And would have stood out in any crowd. One of them was known as the walrus because of his two giant tusks or incisors at the front of his misshapen head under his bulbous potato nose.
Sure, nasty,
he could not possibly have been an inconspicuous figure. Therefore, he was useless as a spy.
Mm.
He got into the program. House.
What a shame! What
that's
a shame!
Not at all true.
What a shame!
No,
that's what. So he got
people
in there through some
instantly
kind of
recognizable, but very useful.
Nepotistic reason, I'm sure.
Well, according to what I read, that they didn't want him, and he was very peculiar looking.
And so,
one of the more modern versions of that same kind of thing is David Ferry, who worked for the CIA. He purposely would wear incredible makeup and strange wigs and hair pieces because
he
wanted you.
Oh, he's the guy who shot JFK, right?
Well, he was trying to look like.
He wanted you to remember him in the form that he wanted you to remember him. And he could show up somewhere else, or he would be the beard for some other operation. But yeah, it's all about magic. Think about magic.
And
then you've got the spycraft.
Right.
And
then you've got
magic.
The
anything you do in a magic trick, you do in spy trick.
Does that have anything at all to do with a bucket of anal fissure tissues? Anything at all? Anything at all?
They were both related to Dick
Cheney.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah, okay.
Woo-woo!
The bucket or the tissue itself?
The tissue.
Okay.
My territory.
And now it's a disc day again. Come down the runway.
I suspect that there's going to be a problem in a like one minute.
You mean because we've opened this nightclub?
But then it'll be over in 2 minutes.
Pandora's box of trouble.
It's like it takes care of itself in like, and then 3 minutes, we won't even
trouble
remember.
Just another cat on YouTube on riding the Roomba around the room.
Can't even boil a 3 minute egg.
I think everything on earth is on YouTube.
How do you do this? I don't get
everything.
Well, I know this, that it's an interesting statistic. If you take all three of the major networks being on the air for the last 60 years times 24/7 programming would give you a number of hours that they broadcast in the last 60 years. And that number is a tiny number compared to the amount of hours of video that are on YouTube right now at the rate of, get this, 9,362 hours uploaded every day on YouTube.
Half of that is,
and you figure if it, in a week, one of the major networks, what, 24
no, they made that
times
Boing Boing
7, what is
that? Did you read
that
Boing Boing article about me?
No, read it. Let's hear it.
Yeah, I haven't read it yet.
Come on, call it up.
Did it just come out?
It just came out. As soon as it did, the 160
a week.
My little hits on YouTube jumped. It went from like 53 to, in 48 hours, 200 subscribers.
Well, Boing Boing
is
on their site.
Which one was that?
Yeah, I guess you just type in Puzzling Evidence on Boing Boing. You know.
On Boing Boing.
Boing 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 Boing.
You know what's sad, though, is if you type in Bug Girl, you can't find Bug Girl.
Yeah, you totally. What is the deal with that?
You find all these false Bug Girls.
She took her name off or something.
Really? And she was on YouTube for a while and then disappeared. Yeah. And now she's on under a different name, right?
Oh, is she?
I thought I said, what was it we were...
Well, she lost Bug Girl.
That was in...
She
Facebook
probably lost Bug Girl.
Like
she
that.
Took
right,
it off,
right,
and
right.
Somebody else got it. You know,
there's a whole bunch of
probably,
Bug Girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bug. Oh yeah, yeah. There are just like K Robs. There are a million K Robs.
There's a bunch of K Robs.
Yeah.
Hey, is our K Rob the rapping K Rob, or is that one of the other K Robs?
I could be one. I don't know.
That's the fake one. The Oakland one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Oakland K Rob. So how many K Robs altogether are they?
There. How many what?
Hey, Rob.
Well, just type it in. I mean, type it in anywhere.
Hey, if you type in the five, you're gonna and you hit Google, you're gonna have like 15 billion fives come back.
It's just a and the bus rides start up in May. March. That'll be fun.
You'll have fewer fives. There's fewer fives on the internet than there are.
Really?
Dollars.
Yeah, let's just start. Let's just flood the internet with fives, man.
Yeah. If you just type a five into the internet,
useful before I die.
Okay, let's up the ante. Let's type a six in this time.
No, wait. Oh no.
Bend over.
Oh,
there we go
again.
You like that one too much. Bend over again.
Oh! Wait, wait. I want mine.
That's fake.
Come on, I'm bending. Here.
That's
look.
Fake.
Here
grab your ankles.
Okay. I'm ready. Ready.
Hey, you guys, it's not even real.
You got to wait for the capacitor to recharge.
Again? I'm always waiting. Oh, hey.
We already exceeded our capacitor.
And you know, the reason I always call Ed Bishop Joey is because his name sounds too much like a porn star's name. Every time I try to think of Johnny
Holmes.
Longest
religion in the East Bay.
I think of everything.
16
see, there you go.
Inches of swinging dogma.
So,
Bishop, I got you, dogma.
How did I get 16 inches? And I say to you, I folded it in half.
I thought it was because I gave you that inch that time. That's a...
What? Is that a joke?
That's an Alexandrian inch.
Oh, okay. Sure. Okay, so St. Stupid's Day number 31, whatever day, April 1st.
Oh, boy, it's
on.
Coming up.
It's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday. Come on down, noon, Embarcadero Plaza. We'll be going to the, don't forget, bring your dead lottery tickets. You do play the lottery, don't you? Well, how do you expect to make any money? It's not going to be by your talents.
No, you don't get any money.
Talent.
No. I expect to make the same money I've always made. I live it off the government.
Thank you, the lottery. $1 a day. You can
play
either
government
twice a week, or you can play 7 times a week. Now you can go the platinum route. That's the first church of the last lap financial plan that guarantees you will spend $1 a day.
And don't forget my award-winning
course
in
success and
sex in real estate.
My experience means nothing.
Success and sex in real estate.
That's right. It'll lift you up out of the collapse of this disgusting bubble into realms of financial success.
Act now, and we'll throw in for free the Berkeley Sidekick Institute.
And
workshop.
You can gain all these sidekick powers for yourself.
What?
sidekicks have powers?
What do you get?
Sort of
Berkeley Sidekick Institute
what is
workshop.
That? Oh, sidekick.
BS.
Some sidekicks have powers.
Because get in touch with your number.
Damn talented people.
You should be.
Generally, it's the.
Are you tired of trying to be number one? Get in touch with your number two.
And the more powerful number twos will. Yeah, aggrandize just their
exactly.
their greatest power is to bring glory
back
to the number
prisoner
one.
Again, you know, you never saw number one. It was always number two you met, and they were always lackeys, right. These sort of vice presidents like Cheney.
Please show the vice president up to the
ridicule he deserves.
Oh, there he goes, and he sits on the point.
Shock him! Shock him! Is the acid in charge?
I, we don't use those methods
more
on this religion.
This
that's
acid,
that other religion
no.
that does that.
It's the one that doesn't
okay, this time, caller, don't be shy. Up, oh, and it went away.
No,
he was a little too shy. You spooked him.
I guess I did.
Now
I guess
we,
I must
you,
have thought too much
think
about
that
Hitler.
A miniature bug named Adolf Hitler could play the accordion or the, what do you call this thing, the xylophone. But this little feller can certainly...
Oh.
That's sweet. What can he do? Oh, he got away. Well, that's...
Really can't do much, okay, but yeah. If you put the higher level batteries in, it lasts longer, I guess. I don't know.
You can use rechargeable batteries, too.
You got to fake your robots in this world, man.
Build your own rocket ship.
I believe that, you know, and I did.
This technology is a wee bit behind when it comes to leaving the planet, but we're working on it.
I wouldn't ride in any rocket ship engineered by a sub-genius.
Just because the fuselage looks like a garbage can, be not dismayed.
First, there was the epidemic of garbage can robots, and now it's garbage can spaceships.
And then, Epizootus.
And garbage pail kids.
And garbage pail Epizootus.
You know, you're natural. Making light of Epizootus, but Epizootus strikes one out of every 16 American children every 24 and a half minutes.
That's what
we had an Epizootus telethon a few years ago.
That's right, and we
Bishop
really did
Joey
raise
Manor.
A lot of money for the Epizootus Foundation.
And
what
the
are the
Epizootus
symptoms
poster
of Epizootus
child
say?
Who was
just
brought
went
out
to
at
pay
the end.
My limousine bill.
And what happens if you have Epizootus?
Blushing,
she looks
blushing,
a little bit Swedish.
She is. She's number one in Sweden.
Failure of the apperceptive mass.
She's a daughter of Hitler.
Borgerigmus, smegma, and the
don't know.
Stigma of parentage.
Who is that?
It's up at the top there. And it's above the somebody with craft work.
So make sure that Epizootus is no laughing matter. If you're an afflicted epizootic American, there are others with your mind at heart. Dig deep, deep down into your wallet now and give and pledge your break now.
Yes, and I'll be waiting out on the curb.
Go for one more, honey.
Really got good rhythm.
And
she
lovely ribcage. Also in the news, House and Senate leaders under intense pressure from President-elect Barack Hussein Obama buried their differences over competing economic stimulus bills and agreed to a $789 billion package aimed at jump-starting the economy using jumper cables with Russia's economic battle.
Oh, 420.
Bellboy.
Oh, there he goes.
Bellboy.
Would you take this pitcher of orange juice up to Mr. Drummond in the hospitality suit?
Why, yes, sir. Bend over, please.
No!
You okay, no,
whoa,
no,
wait, that's a pipe. That's
he's
not
a transformed
cattle
man.
Prod.
These
and
aren't
so
cattle.
The
these
Overman
are our guests.
Born.
Our beloved guests.
That's what I'm working on right now. The Overman.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Overman.
It's good to be
here. I'd like to thank
the
Overman
place,
and the
and
little
meets
guys,
the alien.
The exists, the aliens.
The puzzling evidence goes with
the
him.
When is that?
The beautiful
when does that go live?
Right now. I'm working on it right now.
Beyond the Mule.
So hopefully it goes real fast. But I have to do Shake Well because the Shake Well person... asked me to get up there soon because get it up, you know what I mean?
So is it going up there yet?
What? She,
because they have a gig coming
that?
Up. Well, she gave me a copy of the audio because mine is no good, so now I must mate it with the video and put it on YouTube, like I said it would, because they have a gig coming up, I think, in the first week of March.
Yes.
I hope they get their priorities right.
They have a gig coming up
very soon this month with a ballet in San Jose, I believe.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
But how to get down there, that's the question.
Well, I'll go down, but you have to get me in free, like this.
Oh, that could be done.
Yeah, I'll do that. Then with a ballet, which one are we talking about? Are we talking about the incarnation of two people on stage with a bass, or the other one?
They, among others, are providing music for this ballet.
Nice.
Which is going on, and I can provide all the information, but not right now.
Yes.
Provide it to me, too. Okay,
ballet?
But you know what?
At the right time.
We just have to.
I would very much like to
remember your list of priorities.
It's in that weekend of the...
Breathe!
25th, 26th, 27th.
Excellent.
And there is a matinee performance on the 28th. Oh, yes, millions of years ago, climasaurs and oysterettes appeared as appetizers in the boiling stew of a young world. A world early in the morning of time, inhabited not by men, but by angels, spirits left over from the first creation. And their job was to shepherd and mastermind the vaporous spirits across the seething and boiling oceans of molten rock and metal in the primordial state. As hot and as radiant as some decaying stars, the nascent planet emanated with the morphogenetic field, which was originally created and there placed so that life in its development would be a certainty.
Yeah, and then?
Eons passed and the first race developed. They were not of our clay.
The great race of Yeth. Right?
I see you've been doing your homework. Yes, that's true. Long even before the Valusian serpent men built their sinuous cities, the Yithians existed on a primordial plane and a different type of nervous and biological organization.
Oh, it sort of puts it all into perspective, doesn't it?
Everything from a three-eyed alien in a UFO to a sadistic beauty in a steel bikini on a giant sex ray, all this and the deepest secrets of the occult.
That's a good movie. What's that called?
Oh, it's a fascinating mix of 1930s Atlantis Lemuria cult mysticism and 1940s Flash Gordon versus Fu Manchu style Saturday morning serial adventure.
Are you talking about Scientology?
Weird nostalgia and mind-bending revelations as you discover the awesome truth about the D-Rose beneath Mount Shasta.
I knew it was Scientology!
The ancient super science of the demonic D-Rose. From the 1940s, and it's not Scientology. Instead, it's Shaverism.
Oh, Shaventology.
The Shaver Mysteries and the Secrets of Mount Shasta. Yes, it's a jam-packed production, The Legends of Lemuria, The Shaver Mystery. The Enochian language, perhaps you're familiar with that.
Oh, yeah.
Spirituality and
religion
in high
school.
In a single story. Yes, it's all true. An adventure in wonder and terror. The hollow earth from whose darkness occasionally issues forth the Nazi hell creatures and other dwellers in the abyss.
I could live without those guys.
In the deep discovery of the subterranean world, a shallow part would satisfy some inquirers. Who, if 2 or 3 yards be digged up about the surface, would not be content to rake the bowels of Potosi and regions toward the center? Nature hath furnished one part of the earth, and man another. The treasures of time lie high in urns, coins, and monuments, scarce below the roots of some vegetables.
Right. It's impressive. Thank you for sharing that.
And...
oh, there's more.
They saved Hitler's brain.
And we suddenly are right back where we started.
They weren't satisfied, let alone. No.
No.
They had to save it. And not only that, to animate it, to give it a simulacrum of
malignant life, so it spends the entire movie screaming and
help
babbling.
Help me! Help me!
Like that? Issuing commands. Oh.
Help me!
Like that?
I think the premise and offer of help is implicit.
So, Uncle Hal, as an old Tucsonian, did you ever go to the Bob Dobbs Restaurant and Grill?
I'm afraid that that is beneath my notice, contempt, and ability to discuss
what?
Now, but I'll just tell you that it's a sports bar
inhabited
by big, beefy, red-faced football players with no understanding of who Bob Dobbs is, but the original owner of that place did understand, and they even have a battered and tattered copy of the Book of the Subgenius stapled to the wall. Aside from that, their subgenius obligations are nil. And I wanted to talk about that strange other group, that group who saved Hitler's brain.
So many groups did that.
A diabolical plot to conquer the world.
Yeah, with Hitler's brain?
Yes, of course. Also known as Madman of Mandora.
Oh, you know, that is actually... Now, one of those was a re-edited with... inferior footage.
1970s footage of guys in mustaches driving around in cars was added, and
there you go.
You know, that is all part of the mystery.
The Madman of Medeiros was the original version.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that was not the original.
It's not.
It's the augmented version, but it lumps out the original to an appropriate length.
Well, if it's appropriate, that's really all you need.
That's right, because appropriateness is everything. Timing is everything. But when you watch They Saved Hitler's Brain, you will enter into a new realm of experiential relation to the mystery of the cinema. The logic it entails is so unfathomable, the shifts in its action so abrupt, that you have to pinch yourself to make sure it isn't a hallucination.
Is
at least that was what Jay Hoberman said in his original seminal essay, Bad Movies, in Film Comment, July-August of 1980. Hoberman euphemistically described Hitler's Brain as the most structurally inventive film shown at the 1980 World's Worst Film Festival at the Beacon Theater in Manhattan.
Wow.
Hoberman was particularly taken by the competing narratives that coexist uneasily in the film. The characters exist in the same space, but never quite connect with each other. These strands are densely interwoven, sometimes even within a single scene. Watching it, your head bursts with ideas. Or just bursts plain without ideas, for all the potential wackiness promised in the title, long stretches of the film are just plain dull, and the 25 minutes of extra padding, as bizarre as it is, simply makes things worse. But it is that extra footage, with its anachronistic hairstyles and grainy porno ambience, that
makes
Hitler's brain worthy of attention, primarily because the origin of those added scenes has been shrouded in mystery for years. No one was sure when it was filmed, when it was added to Madman of Mandoras, or who shot it.
Al Adamson, right?
Well, no, not exactly.
Sounds like
this was the same group that was responsible for The Neanderthal Man, 1953, and Dinosaurus, 1960.
The first movie I ever saw.
The Ghost in the Invisible Bikini and The Navy versus the Night Monsters, both released in 1966.
Let's go back to The Ghost in the Invisible Bikini. The Ghost Invisible?
Drag Strip Riot, 1958, starring Faye Ray, Gary Clark, Connie Stevenson. I beg your pardon, it did. Those who are listening, go to the inexorable oracle of Google and tippy-type in Drag Strip Riot 1958, and the cast will reveal before your astonished eyes Faye Ray, as well as Gary Clark and Connie Stevens, and Columbia's 12 to the Moon 1960 with Tom Conway and Ken Clark. And so, in closing, ladies and gentlemen, remember, at the climactic scene of They Saved Hitler's Brain, Hitler's head melts in a gruesome special effects close-up of Grand Guignol grizzly gristle and popping, burning, sizzling flesh.
Hitler's gesticulating head disappears in a corona of greasy fire, and eyeballs pop out, and so on. I mean, it's
is it in color?
Now, you know, I don't know about that. Is it in color? Is They Saved Hitler's Brain in color?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, then, I guess the answer is yes. You see this hideous disintegration of Hiddler's head.
I've got a copy of They Saved Hitler's Brain.
We all have a copy of They Saved Hitler's Brain.
What was the other one we have, Hitler Dead or Alive?
Right, Hitler Dead or Alive.
Hitler's twitching mustache.
No, that's not it.
I've got at least three
Hitler on the radio.
Directed I Was a Teenage Hitler. That's my favorite.
Always adding to our budget by making up more Hitler movies.
Now, in They Saved Hitler's Brain, a minor role was Terry Tobacken as
Hitler the Musical.
Hitler on Ice.
Look out for those Canadian geese. Don't take one of the intake.
Hitler Skittler.
Before and after shots of Hitler's head.
That's why I don't fly anymore.
The film's fiery climax.
Tired of the damage the planes do to our friends.
Now, you might not have seen it because this sequence was significantly edited when it was released for television.
The goose scene?
The scene of Hitler's bally head bloody exploding. Haven't you been paying attention?
Well,
his bleeding head. It blows up.
Where in the movie is it?
Blowed up good.
At the exciting, fiery climax of
They Saved Hitler's Brain.
You've got it. We've got Hitler's brain right here and now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to watch this fabulous motion.
We're going to watch the whole movie. I don't want to watch the whole movie. It's in 10 parts, but it's
Yeah, we might want to skip ahead to the exploding scene.
With adorable
I assume just at the end, of
the
course.
The opulent, rotting
would Hitler's head explode in the middle
will be
of the
largely
movie?
Vacant.
No, you, can't you
Those
move
foolish
your little
enough
toggle at the bottom
easy
of
pickings.
The window to the end, and then we'll see
all the registered subgeniuses in one place.
Eight, nine,
it's
now
feel
a formidable army indeed.
Operates like a computer.
Bombs started falling now, we'd have a force of zealots numbering well over 40,000 within a week.
And there you will see Hitler's little tiny head exploding. But, this is part 9 of 10. So we're still going to have to wait a while before we see that the Fuhrer's head.
Just remember the
chant. Right there.
One world or none.
Look at this. It is kind of expressionistic. The lights, the shadows, the arty mise-en-scene. Why, this looks like some sort of art film.
And
it almost like harks back to the days of German expressionism with these slanted sets and heavy shadow and light values.
Come on, Phil. No. Is that his brain? Do they step on his brain?
They haven't stepped on it yet.
That's another movie. They stepped on Hitler's brain.
You're not able to move the little toggle.
When they chopped up Hitler's brain to distribute
to
the masses, they had to step on it a lot. They buffered it up with, like, milk.
I know where you are.
Powder or something. I can't remember.
We're going to have to wait for up to 5 minutes, I predict, before the squashing Hitler head occurs.
Let's see if we can find number 10.
What's the use, Bill?
Well, you're 9 of 10 right now.
What's the use, Phil?
What's the use?
Well, I can tell you, tonight, Dream Fluff Girl Donuts is going to get my business.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm hungry. I had Chinese food, and you know how that makes you hungrier than you were when before you started eating.
You've got to eat enough rice.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
What is that? How come Chinese food does that?
Because you don't eat enough rice. And because it's incredibly salty and greasy. Oh, here we go. Here, Hitler's brain. Okay, there it is, right there.
When they drive around with Hitler's brain, that's my favorite part of the whole movie.
Well, those are the mustache guys driving around. And,
did you happen to see that movie with Bean?
I know. I saw the thing. It's a fake mustache. It's fake glasses.
Bean goes to France. Did you see that one?
No. I'm not a fan of Mr. Bean.
Where he's driving around and there's the other guy. I think he was the guy that used to play Newman on...
Really?
On Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And they're driving around. No, maybe it's this. I have to remember how to think about that. But
it's pretty advanced.
They're driving, and he's got, and the guy's on a mission to take a heart to some other city, and they have to drive it real fast, you know, and they have to get the heart there so it can be used in a heart transplant operation.
On a trail.
And the guy just can't resist taking the heart out of showing it to Bean, you know. And so he and Bean are looking at the heart in the front seat of the car while they're driving down on the highway, and Bean's like holding the heart in his hand, Mr. Bean, and then of course the car hits a bump and the heart bounces out of
the most embarrassing thing possible,
rolling out into the dirt on the side of the road, and of course there's a dog there, and the dog has to pick it up and run away with it for a while. They finally chase the dog down, get the heart back.
Oh
And down he falls.
You know, they dust it
right
off.
Right onto the set there.
Put it back in its container.
Saint Stupid's Day
and Hitler's smiling in his glass bottle at
does
this
Hitler,
act
does,
of brutality.
Does Saint Stupid's Day happen all over the world at that moment?
At 420, every 420.
And now, this murder scene.
Oh,
this
Saint Stupid
I mean,
is
even
born.
People are stupid suddenly, even though they don't know it.
Lamplight in the center of the village
Smiracle.
Square. The goose-stepping thug marches.
So who's the guest
away.
Star this year?
I think
now
we're going to have
empty
Oprah, Robin Williams,
approaching car,
Joaquin Phoenix.
First just headlights, and then the beetle-like
so yeah, everybody go down to Justin
car.
Herman Plaza. That's where
every,
they are.
Every porn star
it's Hitler's head in the back seat of the car.
Hi, Hitler's head.
The Americans escaped the world may know about not very expressive in this state.
Yeah. I like the way
it's
he
hard. Your muscles atrophy, you know. You're not breathing
morning,
anymore.
I they should have called this They Save Hitler's Head.
I save all of the Arnold Palmer's head. I save
eye,
all of the... I'm aiming for...
You know,
oh, you know what? That reminds me. What when I'm aiming to collect Ivan Stang's head and put it in the jar... So I was wondering when he comes out here so
well,
I can get it.
I regret to inform all those who are waiting for the announced arrival
of Stang and
Ivan
the gang.
Stang.
I'm going to Cleveland in March. I could get it.
Cleveland's flats.
I want to go with you. They will not be here. They will not be here in February as formerly scheduled because of an unforeseen attack on the American economy has caused
only people with
no more fun.
We could eradicate
really
it.
Well, that means we're going to have to go to his place in March.
Yeah, the attack on the American
it's
economy.
It's hit the
is,
Stangs below the belt.
And so we're,
well, it's hit
you're
all
doing
the
sub
belt.
Show in a,
they're just,
in
a,
they're
just
highly
doing the,
Christian.
They're doing the Christian
Ohio.
Patriotic
Lake Erie College, Painesville, Ohio.
By
Lake Erie,
living
March 21st and 22nd.
At the very, very base
sub
level.
Show.
We should
sub
all
show.
Be ready
Northern
to do
Ohio.
That.
Northern Ohio.
Sub show. It's going to take a little
tour.
Pain to get through this. We should be ready to draw our bow.
Oh, yeah. Did you see what the budget's in? 12% raise on the gas tax.
Eat only one meal a day.
We could hack a trail from here
breathe only one
to,
breath a day.
Brushwood.
We'll all be singing the blues.
Make
well, it takes a lot, of, only takes one a lot of creative power to get $1 trillion out of the people.
Have only one thought
they're
going
to have to really think about lots of fees and things, you know.
Play
here
only one sound effects on this show a day.
This, I feel, is probably not the one with the melting sequence because it's nine.
You just got to have a lot.
You need $10
trillion
ten.
Is a big amount.
Yes, I know.
Why does Hitler's head melt anyway? I don't know.
Because I always thought the 350 that they first talked about was a big amount.
That was the
when it got up to
a
trillion, I quit counting. It's like, oh, okay.
$3
at least it's an even number.
Monetary,
let's go for it. Yeah, what the heck. Give them a chance.
There's
yeah,
a little airplane with Hitler's brain.
And now his brain's on a plane.
We spent our way to success in the past. That's sure
part
we can
of the,
do it again.
You know, that might be that why his head melts. The plane might crash or something.
And the whole thing.
Maybe
on a plane would be
it
just a bit.
Might.
Dr. Seuss
we just
book?
Can outlaw
the way they
corporations.
Type this in makes everything wrong.
They make
money.
Everything wrong, you say?
Well, they
everything
would
be free
so
then.
You can't read.
Oh, that was the sequel to Hitler's brain.
Need,
they made
we
everything
all
wrong.
The sequences you are now in.
Well, it doesn't matter if it's 10 of 10. It has to be in that one. There's no
be
way
so
it couldn't
happy.
Be.
You're thinking of a different movie.
Yep, I'm thinking of a different world.
There we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, you're thinking no, of Hitler dead or alive.
Just peg up 10 of 10.
See if they have Hitler dead or alive on that.
Well,
know,
is that
I
when
know.
Hitler was
it's
in the Old
hit,
West?
You know.
Oh, that's the wrong one. That's Robot
Monster. That's much better.
I must, and yet I cannot.
What?
What?
Where does must and cannot meet on the graph?
Must?
Attack of the Puppet People.
We're the Juggernaut.
I'm going to have to
meets the invincible, immovable object.
Oh, man,
did you realize the show's almost over?
Is
so
this
almost
part
over.
Of
so all
plan?
Better now.
Where it's the unstoppable force meets the immovable object.
Oh, that already happened.
Where God makes a rock that's too big for him to lift.
I have.
And you can see your own brain. And you can run away from your own legs.
There you go.
And away I go! Up, up, and away!
See, he's still there, though.
But I'm flying heroically.
They save him.
Look, heroism
that's
is
that's
only a degree of mental...
He's
illness.
All scales and swagger.
That's me. That's why they made me a saint. That's how I got to
saint
be the Pope of Moldova.
I don't
yep.
care how many monsters you've seen in the movies. It's
so you're the Pope of what now?
All Moldova.
All Moldova?
All Moldova.
Yes,
not
tiny
to...
former
Soviet Republic.
Soviet Republic. Now a free nation on its own.
Yep, can't quite pay its bills.
So
but
who's
it's
the
out
Pope
there.
Of Pleasant Hill?
He moved to Martinez, the old Pleasant Hill
hot
Pope.
Buttered Martinez.
Oh yeah, well he left his popedom in Pleasant Hill open.
His Popemobile was impounded.
His papacy, his Pleasant Hill papacy.
All right, now we're
going to
see the grotesque conclusion of. They saved Hitler's brain.
You know, Hitler's brain, if they saved it, could be the Pope of
you could.
Of Pleasant Hill.
It easily, might be, easily. You know, because it'd be the smartest,
I was
it'd be
out
the
there
smartest brain
around Pleasant Hill.
Hill.
I was walking around out there in Pleasant Hill, and I stumbled onto a company of Wehrmacht soldiers.
Really? Were they looking for
did
Hitler's
they have
brain?
The brain with
they were
them?
Back in their
no,
car
No, they were
up
just
reenactors
running around like crazy. But they could have had Hitler's brain. They could have hidden it for
oh, where was my bullet time?
Unconquered.
Wow.
Reenactors of all sorts.
Let's reenact
all
the part where they put Hitler's brain in a submarine, and the cook
is...
Is
there a submarine in that movie?
Everybody yeah.
There's got to be. It's Hitler.
So it must
well, you
have
never
been
actually
conquered.
See submarine it. It's down in the bottom. And then at the end, everyone's dead oh, cool. except for Hitler's brain,
every
and it
movie
sinks
has
to the bottom.
You
isn't that right?
Yeah, and Moses picks it up and walks
no,
into
no,
the...
No, Moses, that's just silly.
No, no, not the Moses you're thinking of.
Moisha.
Oh, Moisha. Oh, Moisha. That was the film that the Nazi subgenius made, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And the making of
the
film
Nazi
was like
making
some three
film.
Times
that'll,
as long
that'll
as
all
the
be
film
on YouTube
itself.
Before
is
tomorrow.
That,
yeah.
Yeah. How about chameleons? Is chameleons on YouTube?
Well, I keep meaning to no, nobody
yeah?
wants to
no?
see chameleons, but they want to see the dick monster scene, and they want to see the Hal going through the time machine.
Oh, that, yes, they might yeah, want to. One doesn't know what.
Exactly. Nobody knows what. Unless you're a gay Asian kitten.
Gay
wants to see
a
that.
Gay
what?
Kitten would not want to watch that program. I'm.
The gay
I'm,
kitten? Well, that was
now,
a.
Wait a minute. Don't go soft on me now.
40s, there we go. Idea number 7.
Okay, now we're approaching the grisly climax yeah, it's of They Saved Hitler's
look,
Brain.
I can't look.
Oh, give up, give up.
Right, 5 o'clock.
Now, give up.
Give up.
Plus, with 7 minutes and 19 left of the picture.
Good.
We've got 16 minutes.
It's your only logical choice.
Give up.
So if I came
Canadian
back into the screening
the
room, would I see Hitler's brain melding now?
Actually, we have 5 minutes left of this exciting motion picture. They saved Hitler's brain.
5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Here comes the plane now. The plane is coming in. The plane containing the brain.
You've got 5 minutes to get to the snack bar.
It's coming. It's coming, ladies and gentlemen. We can see it from here.
Whoa, there's a
here it comes. This is the plane with Hitler's brain.
Right, I'm going to come look at the brain.
Oops. We had a lap dissolve, and the plane landed peacefully with no damage. Plane landed, no problem.
They're just like dogs
it
begging
didn't
for
crash.
A treat.
I'm oh, sorry. There's the brain. There's the brain, but it hasn't started melting yet. But it is controlling.
It's almost like they're looking forward to this melting thing.
Oh, well, it's the meltdown
melt
of the
brain?
Führer's
no,
cerebral cortex. And it's attended with
brain
many grisly grand guignol effects. Here comes a squadron of rifle-bearing partisans. Apparently, they're not going to allow the incursion of the Führer's
yeah, they know when Hitler's brain is landing.
So have they now made films to cover every
we have
minute
been
of Hitler's life?
Powered by
yeah,
well,
birth to death, and if you go,
Aunt Bertha meets Hitler in the.
What was the
there was also
Aunt
a.
She will be.
Bugs Bunny meets
films,
Herman
or somebody
Gehring
made
cartoon.
The childhood of. It's in Adequate Pictures. That's who made the childhood
an
of Adolf Hitler.
Adequate film.
One of my favorite scenes ever is in Adequate Films where. Hitler's father asked him,
producer.
"Who cut down the cherry tree?"
And what
oh,
did he say?
Hitler
it was
and
the
Hitler
Jews.
Says,
"It was the Jews."
I could not that the Jews get it. Also, that movie features Robert Vaughn as Hitler about 1940.
Oh my God!
I can't imagine.
It's called Adequate.
Sure.
The movie's called That's Adequate. It's really awful.
They're throwing grenades and they're blasting the Nazis.
Oh,
you know,
I
think,
get
them.
The Nazis are running. They're on the run now. The grenade men are.
There they go.
Oh, is he going to try to take off in the plane? Like now, I think this is
Hitler piloting
these
Nazis
to take off.
We'll go to the town and release the gas ourselves.
Okay, release gas. Now, what a line for a Hitler movie, release the gas.
Hitler's twitched his mustache right there.
And I missed it. Is it starting to melt yet?
He's got a little rubber head. Well, it's on YouTube. You know, you
yes, I believe. It is melting. Here he goes.
Oh, God, it's melting.
Oh no!
The screen went dark.
Just
at
the crucial point. It's
I had to recall it. But let's just move this back. There it goes.
Oh no!
He's melting!
Melting!
they keep cutting away from it. They'll cut back to it. He's going to melt. He's going to melt. There he goes.
Poor little Hitler brain.
A horrible burning, melting.
Poor Hitler.
His face caving in. Oh, it's awful.
Yes. Nobody wants to see his point of view.
All the humanity, exactly. Everything's out of humanity.
Everything's against him.
Well, that seems to have taken care of Mr. Hitler.
I mean, he wasn't even as bad as Stalin in terms of total killing power.
Melting personality.
Well, it's because the end is near and our judgment gets kind of cloudy.
I'll have a Hitler melt. And do you have coleslaw? Please. Yeah, okay. No French fries, just a Hitler melt and coleslaw. And a triple thick Aryan shake. You know, I worry this show might be skirting on the edge of political incorrectness.
Once
when the West was very young.
To end all time.
There lived a man named Master Sun. Masterson. He wore a cane and had a derby hat.
Now's the time.
His name was Bat. Bat Masterson.
Turn around, bend over.
Although Hitler is out of the picture, there's some hanky panky going on. Whoa, whoa, here we go. Oh, I got some. Woo! Woohoo! Yeah, yeah! Woo! Look at that. His hanky is full of
oil. Next week.
That's fine.
Everybody's, I told you,
bowing,
it was addictive.
It is. I want another one. The new world is entirely subordinated to concepts of order. And Hitler left that much behind. Ordnung, a principle of supreme organization, and the Führerprinzip, where the Führer is always right, but does not necessarily issue orders. Instead, all in the National Socialist State compete for the privilege of the Führer by what they call working toward the Führer.
Wow.
Doing
what
he would like according to their beliefs, rather than anything which he specifically asked them to do.
Ah.
And, of course, the pinnacle of
it's sort
the
of like living
Third
the Führer
Reich was
way.
The Führer of the German race,
this
Adolf
really
Hitler, who, when put out of the picture, caused the entire structure to dissipate like dandelion puffs.
It's definitely the prime definition of the cult of personality.
We in no way endorse.
And, you know, Hitler was the prayer partner of all those
people. Gold right to the source, the horse.
Really?
Of course, he'll give you the answer. Of course, he's always on a steady course.
And they were encouraged to mate with one another and produce as many offspring as possible in the Nordic area.
That's the Mormon church, right?
With all the children of the stars in
so
the land of Beulah.
And
we
it was all
air?
About health and industry
and the D-Rose.
Bad habits.
Oh, yeah.
Smell of vision.
Oh, yeah.
Transpsychotic.
You've seen this horrible thing. Loaf. Don't look at this horrible thing.
And woven by Enith Almonds.
Now, what our radio viewers cannot see is that Douglas
when Albion was
is
slain
actually
upon his
showing this horrible thing on a living video monitor. Show
poor
host.
Face.
Even of the divine
that's
vision,
cool.
And of the sports of wisdom and the human imagination.
That is so cool.
Which is the divine body
boy,
of the
if
Lord.
If only you could
Jesus,
see.
Blessed forever. Listen. Mark well my words, for they are of your eternal salvation. Also, you can see a babe eaten by a giant shark in the movie Deep Blue. I think that's what it's called. Or is it Deep Blue 2?
Is there a Deep Blue 2?
No, I think it's the only Deep Blue. It's the one about giant mutant super brainy sharks.
It's like a mouth that never stops smiling.
Oh, that
and
sounds
there's
sweet.
A real cute babe, and in the end she gets gulped up in a similar fashion, just like that giant snake.
It's like a brain without a clue.
Or a Führer without a brain.
Or a fiend without a face.
And that reminds me, does Bob Dobbs only grin, or would you sometimes describe that as a smile?
If
he
you
never,
are familiar with literature,
always a smile
are,
is a subset of, or a grin is a type of smile.
Now, wouldn't a grin not show the teeth? Isn't subgenius doctrine just wrong on that point?
Not at
what?
All.
What?
You have not
how
read
can it be wrong? It's infallible.
I've read every
wrongness.
Word of it. Every word. And I say a
then
grin does not reveal
that
teeth.
Section in Revelation X called Looking at the Dobbs Head. explains all of the problems that you have.
Remember to go back to the basics.
Just because I wrote this section of the book.
Well, that was the good section. Yeah, that was about the only good part of the book.
What's that?
No, that's not true. That's not true.
Revelation. No, Revelation X was good.
Yeah. The section on looking at the Dobbs head.
What? Oh, okay. No, okay.
Does it melt?
I've broadcasted on
this show. Everybody feels that there's one section that's the best ever, and I'm always just curious about which one that is.
The caesarean section.
Because that's.
I like the part with the pictures. That's to me the best part of it.
Me too. This was good pictures in those days.
I liked it when they were hand-drawn pictures and not just internet.
Hand-hewn from the living rock.
You used to draw pictures, didn't you, Uncle Hal?
Draw pictures. Yes, they'd say, draw me a picture. So I'd draw them a picture.
Yep. Oh, you know, and I was drawing.
You could draw milk coming from the
picture. You were the guy that came up with the whole picture.
Half and half.
Picture in a picture.
Yeah.
Picture of a picture, right?
Well, that's right. And you know, the other day, I was sitting in a coffee shop, and I was drawing a little goofy cartoon for a friend.
But it's a picture of a picture in a picture.
Yeah, and but then, and the table next to me was a professional... No, a professional comic book art
picture.
But
inside of it, a picture.
It was a picture.
Of a picture.
How many... it's like three levels then.
Picture this.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river...
Where marshmallow creatures eat tangerine pies.
And exactly. All of a sudden...
Lucy in the sky with glasses.
No. You got it.
All of a sudden, contact. A googly curtain Lucy comes down on your sandpaper thighs. With newspaper
Lucy
Texans
in disguise with glasses. That's what.
Gather
that's
a cover on top version. Of your head.
Is there ever a cover version of that?
Look for the squirrel
yeah, we did a
with
cover
the
version
nut
of
in its crop.
A band that did a cover
oh, I gotta
version
go. I
got to
get ready
song.
For the parade.
Oh, the parade. The big parade is coming.
Ready for the parade.
A lot of planning.
That's right.
A lot of planning goes into the parade.
I love a parade.
Are we having one this year?
So everybody come on down for the first rehearsal for the starting first annual St.
Now,
next
Day first
the rehearsal,
first
rehearsal number one will be tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Rain or shine.
First tomorrow, St. Stupid's Day?
We'll be rehearsing down, for rehearse the St. Stupid's Day
only
parade,
hearse when I laugh.
Plaza. Tomorrow, we will tomorrow. Rehearse. And you have
hey,
to be there. Be there or be square.
I'll be taking names.
At the church
somebody,
of the Bishop Joey. Joey.
Bring some donuts. Yes.
Oh, my God, a jet engine.
The human.
With a man inside.
Why do you have to come to Washington in your private jet, Bishop Joey? Don't you feel that's mocking the people?
Isn't that
public?
A little bit outrageous? What is this whole private jet?
How much bailout money is Bishop Joey asking
expect
for?
Me to be
I think we should outlaw private jets. And
well,
everybody that
idea.
Has them is greedy.
And corporal jets, sergeant jets, and lieutenant jets.
Yeah.
Just
not general.
Private.
Jets in general.
Yes.
When you're a jet, you're a jet all the way.
Major.
We should outlaw anything that anybody else does that we don't like.
But the kernel of it is,
that's the important thing.
Must not be allowed to exist on our nation's airways.
These are laws that only go one way, in their direction.
Only 5 minutes of show. It's time to say the important stuff.
I guess
now
we
it's time to start
Devilette's
the show.
Performance
then,
at,
right? That's what you're saying.
Now yeah, I think we've rehearsed that. Enough. We've got five
that
minutes
is,
now to incorporate all these
five Fell Street.
So what's the weather like today, Jim?
Well, the weather is dark and rainy.
DJ Otto von Stroheim.
So you say.
With,
look it up on Google.
Getting on
there's
the
a YouTube video
Kelita of Hot Pink Feathers. The riff
I like
the
to go to those ski cam websites where you can just pull up all those different cameras and look and see. Ah, look.
But
on
it's
this
a
mountaintop,
obscure.
It's snowing on that
a
mountaintop.
Dark eye looks at
go
us
from mountaintop to
in
mountaintop.
Darkness. Osculus,
the incredible
just church, search for that ski cam website.
Ski cam, okay. You know, with Google
ski
Earth,
too,
I was actually
picture.
Able to find Moldova, and by jiggling it around, I could look down and see the recognizable
not Moldova,
shape.
Bendova.
Oh, there's too much
Moldova. The capacitor's still recharging. I could see the castle.
Yeah,
Moldova
he didn't
castle.
That charge was a little
not
bit,
the flux capacitor.
Tepid.
That charge was
very
excessive.
Tepid.
Is that how you travel
that
through time?
That was like
with
a
9-volt capacitor?
Battery or something. You know?
Well, you've got to get a charge.
You barely feel it if I stuck it to my
it
tongue.
Gets on your time card. You see,
oh,
you're
mucous membrane.
Temporal points or chronons for every moment that you spend disengage from the space-time continuum. That time also has to exist in a private vacuole of time of your own.
In the back of the refrigerator.
The inner infra-time machine, time stream. When you reach your destination as a time traveler, this must merge with the surrounding continuum. Or if not, there will be a whacking great explosion, which will disperse your atoms throughout the
universe. It sounds like you'll be stuck on an apex of an interstitial vortices.
Exactly, Dr. Drummond. Once you get started, you start to feel rather ginger about stopping, because stopping the wrong way
I remember feeling ginger. Come on, we all remember feeling ginger, don't we?
She invited me to, but
that's what kept us on the island.
You felt it. Right? You felt what now?
Feeling ginger.
You should see Michael Pepe, though, fighting to elbow others out of the way. So
he's a vicious little...
Get up there and eat some of that whipped cream-covered stuff.
You need it for the past 2 hours.
Where is he now? When we need him the most, he's nowhere to be
Michael
found.
Pepe Michael Pepe will be at the Elbow Room, St. Stupid, after the parade. After the parade, it'll be at noon, and then at night...
So now you'll be there, and
be
I'll be there. Yeah. Now we're going to play in a band that night?
Like the hobnailed boots of Michael Pepe.
Yeah, should we reform Iceman's Johnson?
The streets of San Francisco.
But not with Gary this time, right?
Yeah.
We need a drummer and a bass player and a guitarist.
Yeah,
I'll
do that.
Various members of the band.
Yeah, and we need so let's set that up. Elbow Room. How big is the Elbow Room?
How big is it?
About 2 feet? 3 feet?
We only need like 30-minute set.
That's
anything
all.
More than that.
I can't believe that you're formulating your nefarious schemes right here on the radio.
We're plotting against bugs.
Have you no
I've
shame?
Got a reading that takes about six minutes.
Perfect. All right.
Why don't you give some thought to your radio audience at home?
The radio audience, you know what they can do? They can wake up.
It's an exercise in juvenility.
Now, let's not be abusive to our supporters and listeners.
And senility.
Let them call in and donate to KPFA.
Pledge your break now, and
it's
dig
hard to
deep down into your reticule.
Yes, it's going to be starting up now.
More
fun. Waiting
for more shows.
Got your money stacking
like
up
this.
In a big bucket
and
over there, ready to give.
Like these.
And KPFA
on this radio
is
station.
Ready to receive.
Yep.
Your
I'll be
standing
blessing. Outside on the street with my palms wide, open for spread.
We were wistful then. But now we're overlayered with a mantle of hard-edged cynicism.
Overlaid, eh?
Oh, yes. We got laid over at Odd Swallow Airport. They offered to put us in a hotel, but you know me.
No,
I don't take any freebies.
Airport.
Now I'm stuck and up against
airport,
it at the end of the runway.
And
I'm waving
vortices.
And weeping at all you glistening listeners back at home. Next week, I, Dr. Howland Owl, will escape the chains of Agoformon.